And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I'm your host, Jack Barugian. And, you know, there was an article that was actually put out by the wonderful people at CenturyLink that talked about the cloud adoption myths. And these are things that people are concerned about that don't really exist. And, you know, I wanted to use a case study because I think that when you look at some of these myths, and there are about, I want to say, three or four that stand out, three that have been pointed out by the good people at CenturyLink, and one that I actually have in my mind. But, you know, I want you to think about government and governmental organizations, because they really face a unique challenge in this world. Remember, you know, they're trying to deal with some of these legacy systems, and, you know, quite frankly, you know, government and cloud spend is probably going to be outpacing the industry average over the course of the next few years, all right? In fact, you know, there was a recent Gartner survey that showed that government CIOs are going to increase their cloud spend, and I know this from fact just from what I have seen. But again, folks, there are things, and I have talked to a lot of these CIOs, the CIO of Illinois, the CIO of Chicago. So I've been able to get some of what's coming out of them. And here are some of the myths that they're living with, all right? And I love the wonderful things that the CenturyLink people have put out. Basically, the first one is scalability. Now, listen to this, folks. 80% of IT managers are concerned about the performance and scalability, all right, in that cloud environment. Now, that's a myth. All right. Why are they worried about scalability? In fact, if anything, you should be more concerned about scalability, you know, if you're sitting on your servers. All right. Number two, and this is really important, folks, security. All right. 70% of IT professionals say it is more difficult to protect sensitive data in cloud computing environments using conventional security. Now, think about that for 1 second. Okay, you've got somebody who's telling you, all right, 70% of these professionals think it's safer to actually have some of that sensitive data at home in their environments, okay, sitting on their servers, than in the public cloud where you've got the cutting edge security at work. Now, you know, I bring that up for a reason, folks, only because I think that that number is staggering to me. We're talking about a 70% number. That's well over half of the IT professionals out there that don't understand, in many cases, how secure the public cloud can be. And we're talking about a growth rate, folks, that is going to be staggering. And I'll get to that in just a minute when we get back from break. But, you know, quite frankly, those 70%, that number has got to be reduced. In fact, it must be reduced if people are going to understand cloud and cloud computing better. We'll be right back in a minute. Don't go away.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. Again, we're going through some of the cloud adoption myths that were pointed out to us by our very good friends over at CenturyLink. And, you know, the first two, scalability, 80% of IT professionals don't think it is scalable. 70% of IT professionals don't think it's secure enough. Now, and this is the one that I guess I was really, really surprised about. 33% of IT professionals, all right, think that migration is the barrier to the cloud. How about that? Okay? You know, 33%. That means that you've got 1/3 of the IT professionals out there right now that don't understand how to be able to migrate effectively, efficiently, and do it properly. Now, we're talking about, folks, a world that is growing tremendously. And the other thing that they've done is they've actually shown us some numbers that came out from the Forbes people about the amount of cloud traffic worldwide that we're seeing. You know, it's what we're seeing in the Middle East and Latin America and Western Europe. And some of these numbers are just staggering, folks. I mean, you know, if you look at it today, you know, just in exabytes alone, you know, the Middle East and Africa is at about 145, 150. You're looking at about 250 out of Latin America, about 220 out of Central Europe and Eastern Europe, out of Western Europe, about 1,300, 1,400, out of Asia Pacific, about 1,900, out of the U.S. today, about 4,000. That number, folks, is projected to go up on a year-to-year basis, at least 20%. We're looking at $411 billion in spend by the year 2020. That is the prediction. Now, why do I bring that up? Because I guess the last myth, all right, that I think around cloud adoption is the fact that it's expensive. All right. Too often you hear, oh, you know what, my cloud costs keep going higher and higher. Well, there's a reason for that, folks, because migration in and of itself isn't the answer. It's got to be efficiently done. There too often, and this is the way it's been over the course of the last few years, you really haven't been left with many choices. I mean, you know, whether it be reserve instances, whether it be the fact that you are stuck on a certain CSP, you know, the reality is that's not the way it should be. And now with the, you know, the introduction of containerization, you know, the fact that you've got platform as a service, you know, all of a sudden serverless computing, folks, all of a sudden, you know, we're getting back to the point where, you know, the cloud is exactly what it should be, and that is a utility. And what that means is that it should be cost efficient. So that $411 billion spend that we're going to be looking at in the year 2020, as predicted, should be much more efficient and much more effective to the bottom lines of enterprises and to governmental organizations, because it's going to be that much more efficient. Efficiency, folks, is the name of the game. All right, that's it for today. Again, how about that? Cloud adoption myths. I love it. This is Jack Barugian. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.